Hello, listeners. This is Emily Bendish of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association with this week's edition of Stock Talk. The North Dakota Stockmen's Association is continuing to work on issues related to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. The following are some updates on various coronavirus-related topics. Sign up for the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program, open Tuesday. Farm Service Agency staff at local U.S. Department of Agriculture service centers will work with producers to file applications. Producers are advised to call ahead to get an appointment and further instructions on application. While the NDSA appreciates the CFAP program as a first step in delivering much-needed relief to cattle ranchers, it recognizes there is much work yet to do to address the needs of the state's cow-calf producers, stockers, and feeders, and is already working with the congressional delegation on some supplementary support for those not adequately addressed under the existing program. To keep up with the COVID-19 updates, follow us on social media or by supplying your email to the office at ndsa@ndstockman.org. Additionally, on Tuesday, the U.S. Department of Justice sent a letter to the North Dakota Stockmen's Association. It is in response to the NDSA's call last month for an investigation into beef pricing margins. Machen Delarim, Assistant Attorney General, wrote, "As a matter of long-standing policy, the department does not confirm or deny the existence of investigations relating to law enforcement matters. As a result, the department cannot specifically comment on the matters raised in your letter. We can assure you, however, that we take very seriously any potential violations of the antitrust laws by the beef meatpacking industry. The department criminally prosecutes conspiracies to fix prices. Rooting out collusion affecting household staples, especially food products, is a top priority for the antitrust division. To the extent that price fixing, bid rigging, and market allocation relate to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, the department is committed to safeguarding the free market and protecting American consumers during this crucial time. Lastly, don't forget that North Dakota requires brands to be renewed every 5 years, which means brands will expire January 1st of 2021. Watch your mail for official renewal notices in August. For over 90 years, the Stockmen's Association has been uniting, protecting, promoting, educating, and serving North Dakota's beef industry. To learn more about how you can get involved, visit ndstockman.org. This is Emily Bendish, signing off for this week's Stock Talk. I hope you all have a fantastic rest of your week.